And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. A grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I tell no lies. Do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out and have no doubt, the Grillin' Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake, fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows, you gotta listen to the Grillin' Guys show. That's it.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys. That is the best thing I have ever seen in my life. I'm sitting here looking at a 50-foot meat counter. I've got 12 people's heads bouncing to the Grillin' Guys rap while they're standing there buying their meat. That is the best thing I have ever seen. I have made it. We are live and local at Sobey's Meat Market on 3450.
Doesn't have anything to
Road Northwest.
Doesn't have anything to do with that Hudsonville Winery little sample you had, does it? That Pinotage, maybe? Is that helping out a little bit?
That or the New York Strip or the Flatiron Steak.
You're getting your groove on?
I am. I'm getting my groove on. But that was cool, I just have to say.
You know, that rap of ours is available in a ringtone now. You can go to the website, thegrillingguys.com, and you can download that. We've had so many people ask for it for a ringtone. I had it converted into a ringtone, and Tony Courthouse up in Minneapolis just sent me a text that said, I got it on my phone. So,
well, that's great. Thank you, Tony. It's the least we can do. The Grillin' Guys rap as a ringtone. I didn't know we did that, so I'll have to fire that up. But we are live and local at Sobey's Meats, 3450 Remembrance Road. This place is rocking. They're having their two-day meat sale. It was yesterday and today. We've got the good one out front fired up. We've got the tech fired up. We're cooking meat, giving away samples. Salmon they're doing as well. This wild-caught Alaskan sockeye salmon, $6.99 a pound. They're cooking it up so you can give it a try. I tell you what, this is a great day to be a Grillin' Guy. Beautiful blue sky, a little nippy out there, but you got to come by and check us out.
Oh, man, this smoked tri-tip is heaven.
Yeah, it is.
If you've never smoked a tri-tip, start today. Come down here and grab these tri-tips. I think they're like $5.99 a pound. It's one of the coolest pieces of meats. Tommy Brand will take this thing up, and he'll cut it up into sizzlers. It's the same piece of meat. You smoke that thing. Now you're doing Texas barbecue.
Yeah, I tell you what. Come on down here to Sobey's, too, because if you want to learn how to cook some of that stuff, we're going to be sticking around after the show. We're done here at 11, but we'll be sticking around doing a lot of cooking, giving away a bunch of food so you can try a sample of this or that, fresh off that good one or that tech.
Steve Geikema came down from Hudsonville Winery, and he brought, like, two cases of wine. So I think we're going to be here a long time.
Yeah, right. Well, we got to slow down on that, my brother. We got a radio show to do. But let's talk a little bit about this cold weather. It was a negative deuce when I picked you up this morning at the house, and we hooked on to the good one and headed over here to Sobey's.
And I'm kind of shocked it was that cold.
Yeah, I know, but it was. You know, your nose stuck together when you got out of the truck, one of those deals. But let's talk about using a thermometer and the importance of using a digital thermometer when it's this cold, because what you really need to remember is it's cold for the grill, too, and what you're used to doing is cooking a piece of meat that you're familiar with on your grill. It's going to take a little longer. So let's talk about how that thermometer can help.
Well, I was just talking with the folks at iGrill yesterday. They sent me an iGrill a couple of months ago to do a review on it, and I called them back yesterday and told them how much I liked it. And since now, if you're using an iGrill, what it is it's a remote digital thermostat. It's got two probes you put in your meats for smoking, grilling, whatever, but especially for smoking or anytime you're doing low and slow, even on a grill. You're going to want to keep that lid down on that smoker or grill. And the beautiful thing about a remote is you can run these little probes into your meat, run the cables out, shut the lid, and never lift it up. So you're not losing your heat every time you check your temperature. So I called Mrs. Guerrera up there who sent me the thing. Thank you very much. and told her that my review is still intact. The thing is working spotless, phenomenal. It's called the iGrill. You can buy it online, and they're only about $100. They're made in America. It talks to my iPhone. Okay, now you have to have the 5.0 platform on your iPhone, so if you got an older iPhone, you'll have to download the upgrade to get it to work because it'll give you a little bit of trouble. But what a cool way. I can sit in my house, flip up my phone, and tell you how my meat's doing.
That's living, baby.
Yeah, and that's not because I texted him either. He's doing that on his own. So.
Yeah. Well, you know, it goes about as far as your Bluetooth will go is about like 100 feet.
Right.
So I keep it. I put the smoker on the back by the pool where I like to keep it. And I can sit in the living room and watch that thing no matter what time of the year it is and just flip up my phone. I don't have to put my muckies on or nothing.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning, 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are live and local at Sobey's Meat Market on the northwest side of Grand Rapids. If you've got some time, they're open till 3 o'clock today. They're having their annual meat sale. It went yesterday and today. These guys got some phenomenal stuff over here. The guys keep running meat, cooked meat off there. That good one out there, and the tech is
so
crazy.
Mad Dog DeMarco is now on my list because he was supposed to be. We're supposed to be talking to him right now, and he must have gotten in a serious accident or something because I know he didn't want to miss this. But he was going to call in and do a little basketball action, and maybe we'll try and get him back later. But we also wanted to talk about the Sturgeon Season Unplugged and do a little recap on that and tell you about the package we're going to work out for next year. But maybe we'll get him on next week. Digital thermostats, remote thermostats, there's many kinds you can use, and I strongly recommend you spend some money when you do get a digital thermostat, or thermometer, I'm sorry, I'm an old heating guy, digital thermometer. They have wireless, they have the iGrill, and they actually have something called a quick read, which is about $100 again. You're going to probably spend $100 for a good digital. But it's worth it because when you open up your grill and you throw your probe in there, you want to make sure that you get a good fast read. You don't want to stand there with a lid open for 10 minutes trying to get a read because you just lost all your game.
Yep, that's exactly right. And with these meat prices that they are, although they're fantastic here at Sobey's today, but these meat prices, you don't want to ruin a piece of meat by overcooking it. And, you know, as we travel around and we get to see a lot of people and talk to some of our great listeners, and one of the most common things we hear time and time again is that people overcook their meat on the grill.
That's right. And, you know, I got to take a quick time out here because both of these hours are sponsored by Can-Am Dodge, and we didn't get them into that first hour, but I cruised over here this morning in my Can-Am Dodge Journey, and I was following Jop with the grill and rig and had the smoker on it and everything. I'm cruising down the road about, you were hauling keister and four-wheel drive. I was doing about like 70 miles an hour trying to keep up with you. That Dodge Journey tracked so nice. But if you've never been down to Can-Am, cruise down to Can-Am. They've got a staff of salespeople that are true pros. They've got the largest pre-owned car selection in West Michigan. Okay, that's a big deal because why go lot to lot to lot to lot? You go to one lot, you can see a ginormous inventory and talk to truly nice folks, and that's folks at K&M Dodge, and that's who's sponsoring both of the hours of this show.
Fantastic. That's great. So if you like smoked meat, if you liked fresh meat, we got chicken, all kinds of seafood. We're at Sobey's. You got to get over here and check this thing out, man. Northwest side of Grand Rapids, 3450 Remembrance Road. This is a griller's haven. They have a little bit of everything and a lot of most things. And you got to get over here. There's a difference. There's a real difference in fresh meat. I'm just telling you.
I think I might have to write a new song.
Yeah.
Like Meatster's Paradise or something. Yeah.
Well, speaking of meat, coming up in the next segment, we've got a Southwest burger from Kodiak Jack's. That was Bob was out in Montana this weekend, this last week, and he's got a recipe for us he's going to break down, and we're going to talk a little bit about our grilling club, too. So stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.